This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukraine's leader called for solidarity on Thursday, warning he would see who sells out his country at summits in Europe that will take place to bolster sanctions against Russia over the invasion of his country. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Brussels for a meeting of the NATO alliance, the G7 Economic Forum, and the European Union over a conflict that began on February 24th and has caused more than 3.6 million refugees to flee Ukraine. Biden's visit could also shine light on a dispute with European allies, some of whom are heavily reliant on Russian oil and gas, over whether to impose further energy sanctions. As the humanitarian toll from the conflict continues to rise, President Volodymyr Zelensky called on people around the world to take to the streets and demand an end to the war. The United States assesses that members of Russia's military, since their invasion of Ukraine, have committed war crimes there. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken issued a statement Wednesday that, based on information currently available, it has been determined by Washington that Russian forces in Ukraine have committed war crimes. The U.S. ambassador focused on global criminal justice. Beth Van Schaack was then asked at a State Department briefing if Russian President Vladimir Putin might be liable for such illegal actions as the commander-in-chief in Moscow.
There are doctrines under international law and domestic law that are able to reach all the way up the chain of command.
U.S. officials say that ultimately would depend on the judgment of a court that has jurisdiction. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Worst hit has been the southern port of Mariupol, where hundreds of thousands of people have been sheltering since the war's early days under constant bombardment and with food, water,